Look, this is the palace of Azzereca Mendiola. Observe the beautiful coat of arms on the façade. Almost all the palaces and a few houses conserve their coat of arms, although there used to be many more. I'll tell you something interesting. All the Basque surnames have a coat of arms. Does that mean that all us Basques are nobles? Yes, if by nobility you mean a state of freedom, as opposed to being a vassal and in slavery. The fueros, or rights of the Basques, conferred the condition of lesser nobility to all those born in this territory, and with this honourable condition went the right to bear a coat of arms. On the other hand, it is equally strange that there have never been counts, dukes, or marquesses amongst us. The noble titles granted to the Basque families were conferred by their Castilian monarchs. Isn't that something? Now let's have a closer look at the coat of arms in front of us, above the centre balcony. As you can see, it has a helmet decorated with a crest of plumes, and the folded ribbons around it are called lambrequins or the mantling. Do you see the two masks as supporters of the shield, which is divided into four parts? Why is it in four parts? Well, I'll explain. This palace was built by Juan Azzereca Mendiola Zaldívar Ibarra, who hailed from the neighbourhood of Miota, and each quarter of the shield is dedicated to each surname. The upper left quarter corresponds to the Azzereca surname, a tree with two bears underneath it. They are back to back, but turning to eye each other. The upper right quarter corresponds to the Mendiola surname, a tree with a wild boar at its foot and eight crosses at the corners. The lower left quarter corresponds to the Zaldívar surname, a tree with a crown at the very top and a cauldron in the middle. Around the tree are four wolves, two at each side, and the corners are adorned with chains. The last, lower right quarter, corresponds to the Ibarra surname. A diagonal band in the upper half with three eight-pointed stars above this and three leaves of a poplar tree that act as panels. Each image on the coat of arms represents something, and it has taken me time to explain them, although I could say more. When you observe a coat of arms, note where the helmet is facing. If it's facing you, the family were royal nobility. Facing the right means a legitimate family. To the left, a bastard family. I'll say no more.